Can you just tell us why you're here tonight?
I'm here to join the community to oppose the casino that's now being proposed.
Okay, what are you going to be speaking about?
It's like, here we go again. It's been over 20 years. Harrah's, Palace Station Casino, both of those out of Las Vegas. Most recent, Lakes Gaming, investing some $60 million to try to put a casino in this location. There's good reason there's no casino in Jamul. And why does Penn National, bringing in a piece of Hollywood to a very rural community, why do they think that they're going to be able to do it? This is a bad bet. It was a bad bet 20 years ago. It's a bad bet today.
How far are you willing to fight? I know you've gone up against these big operators for decades.
Well, I'm joining the community. You've got 97% of the community that opposes this casino, and they are prepared to fight it legally as far as they have to take it. This is a massive commercial development in a very rural area on a very narrow two-lane road. There have already been 18 fatalities on Highway 94 on this stretch over the last 10 years. That's almost two a year. The impacting this narrow, dangerous roadway with thousands and thousands of more cars is disaster after disaster after disaster ready to happen. More deaths, more collisions, more people hurt. It's the wrong place at the wrong time. It's a bad bet.
What do you say to the people who believe that this may benefit the community's economy, things like that?
I'm a strong supporter of job creation, reducing regulations, and putting people to work, but in the right place. This is the wrong place. And the question is, do you jeopardize a community, particularly the children in the community, for the sake of more jobs? I say no.
Tell me, do you know where it's going to go from tonight as far as the process?
Well, I think Penn National will get an education tonight. I don't think they know this community. This community doesn't give up. When you have 20 years of history and there's no casino in this location, and there are a lot of money invested, over $60 million at least invested in trying to put a casino here, it hasn't happened in the past, and it's not going to happen now. This community is dedicated to the fight, a long-term, stretched-out legal battle if necessary.
May I ask a question about the fire danger that this will add to the community?
Oh, well, there's no question when you're putting additional people, particularly thousands and thousands of people, into a very rural area, there's not the capacity. There's not the infrastructure. We're talking water, sewer, fire protection, emergency medical services. This area is just not suited for a massive commercial development such as this. I mean, compare that to a Costco. Compare it to three times the size of the cruise ship terminal downtown. That's what we're talking about here. It's wrong.
I just have to ask this because I have to ask. No matter how opposed you are to this, there has to be some positive things. Is there anything you can think of that, in your opinion, would be positive?
Not on this one. There's nothing positive. And we've offered up to the Jamul Indian Village folks over the years, let's look together for another more suitable location where a very massive commercial development would be more appropriate. Or joining with another casino project like Viejas that has a lot of property on a freeway, and they refuse to even talk alternatives.
Thank you.
Thank you.